There's an institutional cleaning product that my nose encounters every now and then, usually at a restaurant, that zaps me back in time almost as fast as the flux capacitor-equipped DeLorean in the Back to the Future films. Rather than the 50s, though, I end up in the 80s, and specifically I find myself 16 years old mopping the floors at Chad's Crispy Chicken, where I worked my very first job. I can hear the electronic pings of the Donkey Kong machine in the game room, and I can feel the heat trapped inside my body by my polyester brown and orange uniform. The muscles of my forearms recall the level of exertion needed to swish that water-heavy mop back and forth against the tiled floor. All this from the slightest whiff of a cleanser. You, I'm sure, are also occasionally taken on an olfactory-induced journey, hopefully to someone more interesting than my $3.35 an hour high school job. Maybe a certain perfume or cologne brings on the flush of first love, or a breeze carrying the sweet smell of honeysuckle takes you to your backyard of your youth. The sense of smell is well documented by researchers as being more closely tied to memory and emotion than any of our other senses. And for many of us, the aromas of certain foods are what transports us or calls up certain feelings. That's why some realtors bake chocolate chip cookies during their open houses. It elicits this strong reaction from many potential buyers. I was talking with friends the other night about kitchen aromas they connect most strongly with. And there seem to be an equal number who love the sweet stuff like cakes and brownies and cinnamon rolls, and then those who get nostalgic with the more savory scents like roast chicken or garlic. Now, as much as I love the smell and the taste of baked goods, the aroma of Italian food, heavy with garlic and herbs, is hard for me to resist. I connect strongly enough with these smells, it almost makes me believe I had a past life in which I was an Italian grandmother. On weekends, sometimes I'll make Sunday gravy, a rich tomato sauce with meatballs and pork ribs and Italian sausage. It simmers all day long and fills not only my house, but the entire block with the most mouth-watering smells you can imagine. Now, when I don't have time for Sunday gravy, another favorite is chicken cacciatore. At just under an hour for prepping and cooking, it's a good choice for even a weeknight dinner. To make the cacciatore, you braise chicken breasts and legs and white wine, tomatoes, onions, peppers, and garlic, and then you flavor it with some capers, some oregano, and basil. Now, you can find that full recipe on the website. Add a green salad to the cacciatore and some hot buttered garlic bread, and you've got a feast for all the senses. I'm not sure what kitchen smells transport you, but if you want to try this Italian chicken dish, you just might create some brand new memories for your family. And years from now, they might be strolling down the streets of Boston's North End or a village in Tuscany, or maybe just walking into a local Italian restaurant. And chicken cacciatore will be dancing in the air, and they'll be zipped back in time to your kitchen and be filled with warm memories of food and family.
Scott Hutchison works in economic and community development for Purdue University and writes about food, family, and community for newspapers, magazines, radio, and TV. You can find his recipe at wbaa.org.